Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Big day yesterday for hockey in this in the heartland here in Minnesota. Hockey day down in Mankato. Snowing and St. Thomas playing Minnesota State Mankato. Gophers played Michigan and the Wild had a huge win against Chicago last night in overtime. Tom Chorsky, though, is the ultimate hockey parent. He goes almost from coast to coast. He's got a daughter playing at Harvard and a son playing at Colorado College, and he joins us now from Colorado where he watched his son this weekend. But he's dialed into hockey. Tom, how are you and how'd it go?
Hey, thanks, Maxie. Hey, Pete. It was a tough weekend for the Colorado College Tigers. They played a really good Denver University Pioneers team. Best team I've seen perform so far this year. And I've watched Colorado play Duluth and St. Cloud and North Dakota.
Yeah, I know you've been on that. Yeah.
Denver looked really good. But I will say that I did keep an eye on hockey day a little bit. My buddy who I was staying with out here was kind enough to pull it into his cable package. So we kept an eye on that. And
what'd you think, capper to that was the Wild winning in overtime. Tell Pete and I about the Wild. Do they have something magical this year? What do they got?
Yeah, well, I did catch the highlights of that game too after the college game last night. They've got something going on there with their makeup and their chemistry and their balance. And you know, now they get Spurgeon back, who was missed a little bit when he was out. He put up some points right away. Goligoski's been kind of a pleasant surprise, I think, as an aging defenseman, but seems to be fitting in real well and happy. And then, you know, to see Foligno be a leader and a physical force. And then last night he got the game winning overtime goal. That was pretty cool. So they're getting some goaltending. They got some youth, they got some skill, they got some grit. I do think they've got games in hand on their conference rivals.
Pete,
Tom. So they've won five of the last six games. They've really been on fire. There's no doubt about it, but how do you think as a player, how do you think the players have been adjusting to all these postponed games? That is obviously going to be somewhat of a disruption, but it seems like the Wild, it's not letting them bother them too much.
Well, they probably last year, you know, they dealt with it a little bit last year too. And I'll say this, you know, and maybe it's true for all athletes, but certainly my experience with hockey and hockey players is one thing's for sure. You're going to have illnesses on the team and injuries on the team. And, you know, some travel arrangements get delayed and you come in late, or there's just you get traded and thrown into a new team or sign with a new team. So these players they're kind of accustomed to adjusting on the fly and to the adversity, you know, that can come their way, and they just kind of go with the flow. And but once you lace up your skates and they drop the puck, it's just business as usual, and you're used to playing. So, and that's usually where you can, you know, we've heard stories of athletes too, where they might have difficulties or adversities going on outside of their game, but they get into their game, and you would know that in football too. You zone in and you can just perform and play, and that's where you're happiest is on the field or on the rink.
Mm-hmm. You know, and both of you guys, I'd like to get the answer with on this, because I was talking to an NHL executive the other day, and he was telling me about one team in the NHL that had four COVID players and they were sitting out, and all four of them felt fine. And they had three guys that had bad bouts of the flu, and all three of them had to play because there is nothing that prevents somebody from playing with the flu, but there is COVID. And these guys felt terrible. The guys with the flu, the guys with COVID are asymptomatic. How does this unveil itself going forward? And how does that play within a team? Tom and Pete, I guess. Tom started and Pete pick it up.
Well, I mean, I think we're working our way through this pandemic, and as you either, you know, have it and you've been boosted and vaccinated, you know, hopefully I'd like to think that eventually you're resilient to it. And if the team has gone through it, let's assume that they're not going to go through it again until next season, you know, if it starts to rear its head again. But, you know, I think, again, back to teams and players and athletes having to deal with injuries throughout their career. I mean, you don't make it to the pro levels without having played sick or played a little nicked up or banged up. And it just starts to become part of, you know, if you can get to that level, you've probably played a little hurt before, you've played sick and, you know, take your spot, or you didn't want to give it up and you were able to suck it up and make it work. So, yeah, I'd be interested to hear what Pete says about it.
Well, Tom, I think you said exactly the right thing, and I think it's all about adjusting, right? I mean, it's happened forever. You know, somebody gets hurt during practice, somebody gets hurt the week before, and it's, you know, it's something that everybody, you know, it's cliche, but next man up, and it is what it is. And it's something I think all the teams are dealing with probably better now than ever, and we're figuring things out a little bit quicker, and that's making it a little easier, I think, on the teams and so forth. But it's got to be frustrating, right, guys, when you've got guys who are asymptomatic and meanwhile you've got guys who are sick as dogs, but they don't have COVID, they've got the flu. It makes the whole thing that much more difficult. There's no doubt about it. But, Tommy, being an old Southwest guy, I got to tell you, did you grow up playing indoor hockey, or did you – I never have known this about you. Were you a guy who was playing over at Lyndhurst Park, or where did you start off with your hockey
career? Here
comes
the city conference conversation.
Yeah.
Oh, let me tell you, Southwest used to kill Minneapolis Central.
Well, and before I go, I want to answer that, but I was kind of looking and – you know, Joe Dietzick's team in Minneapolis is ranked 6th in the state. I got to give them a shout out. Yeah, I don't know if you've had Joe on CCO lately, but might be worth a visit with him. We've been a long time since we've seen the Minneapolis hockey team ranked in the state. And I went and watched them. They're a fun team to watch. But so I actually grew up in the Minneapolis West neighborhood, and they shut West down when I was in high school, and that's when I transferred over to Southwest. But to answer your question, my first two or three years of hockey, organized hockey on a team, was outside, and we played, you know, park board. So I was at the Lake of the Isles. They called it WESAC, you know, the West Area Sports Commission. But we would go over, and we'd play our games at Lyndhurst and Pearl Park and Armitage and all around the city. And, you know, back when there were 10 high schools, and each high school had its own team, and each high school had its own neighborhood community team. And so, yeah, I grew up outside, and then we were able to start moving into the parades and Augsburg ranks of the cities.
Hey, Tom, appreciate it very much. We know that you've got to get to brunch and whatnot here, but thank you for giving us some time. And as a hockey aficionado and a hockey parent, I always appreciate your insights.
Oh, I love coming on with you guys. Have a good day. I know it's a little chilly there. I'm just going to rub it in. It's going to be about 48 here and sunny in Colorado.
Go into high country and do a little skiing for us, okay?
Sounds good, bud.
Thanks, Tom.
Tom Chorsky, nice enough to join us.